Good morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello. Risen gates won't open up for me. On
these hands and knees, I'm crawling. Good morning, InfoWars. There's a lot going on in the news cycle today. Thank you for joining me. Let's dig into some of the important stories that we've been following. President Trump just tweeting this out moments ago, saying he's holding a press conference on Monday in regards to the violence going on in the country's capital. That's Washington, D.C., of course. He's looking to stop the violent crime that's taking place right now. And so we assume that this is going to be a major, major announcement. And as you already know, we're going to be following that here on InfoWars. So stay tuned. But let's give you an update regarding that fatal shooting that took place yesterday in Atlanta, right outside of the CDC headquarters. Sadly, we have a fatality to report. It's a DeKalb County Sheriff Deputy, I believe it is, officer David Ross was killed while responding to the shooting. He leaves behind, sadly, a pregnant wife and two children. Now, law enforcement have yet to identify the shooter, which seems to be becoming a common theme these days with these shootings. But we do know that this individual was shot dead, but it's unclear if it was a self-inflicted wound or if he was shot by law enforcement. CNN is reporting, and again, I'm going to emphasize that's CNN, that the shooter's family was notified by law enforcement that the motive in this case was regarding the COVID vaccines. Now, they're reporting that this shooter blamed the COVID vaccines for a recent illness, and that is the reason why they went to the CDC in the first place. Now, they didn't make it into the CDC. The shooting did finally end outside in a parking lot over at CVS, it looks like. But again, the details behind the shooting are not yet being released by law enforcement. We're just learning a little bit at this time, especially, which is disappointing, especially given the fact that these shootings continue to happen and law enforcement continue to withhold information from the public. I want to turn to those who are looking to steal our democracy, because it appears that Republicans are trying to push back. Democrats have been stealing congressional seats for many, many years now. They've been counting non-U.S. citizens in their census, and the Trump administration is looking to push back. Now, if you're wondering how they're doing so, well, they're looking to make sure that they cannot count these non-U.S. citizens in the census, but they're also authorizing different states, specifically Republican-led states, to redraw their congressional maps. And Stephen Miller thinks it's very important that we do just that. But he wants to outline how bad the theft has truly been over these last few years.
Democrats rigged the 2020 census by including illegal aliens. Remember, they sued Donald Trump. They sued the administration. They fought tooth and nail to include illegal aliens in the census. 20 to 30 of House Democrat seats wouldn't exist but for illegal aliens.
Now, that's really important to note that these illegal aliens have been stealing both your voice and my voice when it comes to having representation in Washington, D.C. Now, states like Florida are beginning to step in by redrawing their congressional maps. Now, you probably have heard Texas has already done that, and they're looking to get a vote on that. But of course, Texas Democrats are looking to block it. And in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Texas Representative Brian Harrison, who's going to detail the latest on that fight. Now, let's keep things in Washington, D.C., because the Trump administration is now directing all federal agencies to delete records regarding employees' COVID vaccination statuses. Now, that's a different turn to things, of course, but the Office of Personnel Management just made this announcement recently by saying that this should never happen in the first place. The Biden regime should have never went out there and violated these employees' personal rights. Now, the agency is saying that, or the agencies are going to have several weeks to delete all of that information. And if there's an employee who decides that they don't want their information deleted from these government databases, well, they could opt out of this, of course. But I assume that it's just probably the folks who are still wearing their face masks and still getting their booster shots. I'm sure the vast majority of Americans will make sure that their records are deleted. Don't go anywhere, folks, because Tommy Robinson's joining the show up next. And he has just recently been released from prison. So we've got a lot to talk about. Stay tuned, folks.
You just saw an ad for methylene blue. Tell people the short-term effect and then now the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some methylene blue about a half hour before. Gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Yeah, something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theultrasore.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I
like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
If you'll just try, you'll be hooked, and we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. Now's the time. Get the methylene blue, bare minimum, thealexofstore.com.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, Brianna Morello tells you the truth about what's happening next on Good Morning InfoWars.
Good morning, InfoWars. We are very excited for my next guest. I haven't spoken to him in quite some time. Mr. Tommy Robinson's joining the show today. Tommy's been very, very busy being a political prisoner, sadly, by the UK government. I've spoken to him in prison, but now this is the first time that we're speaking to him on the other side of things. Tommy, it's good to see you. Thank you for joining us. I just kind of wanted to get your reaction. You are a free man as of right now. You spent several months in solitary confinement. I've been reporting on what's been going on with you, and it is my personal belief that you are a political prisoner in the UK and that they were holding you in solitary confinement. It is a human right violation, but just reaction to being finally freed and what you had to endure while you were being held incarcerated.
My reaction to being free is I'm happy that 167 million people watched my movie. It became the most watched documentary in British history. It would have shown that the world, there is no free speech. I sat and listened to Keir Starmer lie in the Oval Office again last week, talking about Britain's proud. He used the right word, history of free speech, because it's historic. There's no free speech here. You know, there's only one country in the world that still actually has, believes and wants free speech, and this is the United States of America, at least under Donald Trump, not under the previous Biden administration. But we've gone into a dark place now. And you heard my story, you got to see my story, but you know how many other Tommy Robinsons there are out there in Britain who have been locked up, lost their jobs, cancelled, attacked, violently attacked, imprisoned, mothers. Lucy Connolly is currently still serving a 31-month prison sentence for a post on Facebook. Terrorists don't get that sentence. Rapists don't get that sentence. Paedophiles don't get those sentences. The British establishment weaponized the judiciary and the media as an onslaughted attack against the British population 12 to 18 months ago because they sensed an uprising coming. It hasn't worked. I've gone to prison. My voice has grown. Our movement has grown. Currently, Brianna, yesterday and right now, as we sit on this show now, British patriots are taken to the city, taken to the streets of cities across the UK. And it used to be organised by people like me. It's no longer needs organisation. Grassroots groups of mothers, of nans, of sisters, of daughters are mobilising together because we've been betrayed, neglected and abused for too long. Brianna, I'll invite you again. I'm going to make this invitation to Alex Jones. Can I quickly just say, watching those videos just now and seeing how great Alex looks is the best example to set to men across the world. Get fit, get healthy, because trouble is coming and we're going to need to fight for our survival. But watching that looks great. So that's just to Alex. We, on the 13th of September, we hold the largest political stroke free speech cultural movement event that our country and Europe has ever seen. It's going to be the biggest thing. The world's eyes will be on London on September 13th, and it's an opportunity for the British public to show the world we're awake. We may have been sleeping for a long time. We may have felt isolated and not together, but our movement is called Uniting the Kingdom. On the 13th of September, we're not just going to unite the kingdom, we're going to unite the Commonwealth, we're going to unite the globe. We've got representatives coming from most political parties in Europe, from most countries across the world. We'd love, Brianna, I'd love you to come along and say hello. I'd also love Alex Jones. Alex Jones is historically one of the people on the forefront of this fight for free speech. He's been on it for decades. The British public would love to see Alex Jones walk in the streets of London with us on the September 13th. And you, of course, Brianna. So there's your invite, yeah? Get yourself over it.
we'll pass the invitation on to Alex, and I'll see if I can make that into my calendar. Tommy, I know you've been a great outspoken advocate for freedom of speech. And actually, it's funny you mentioned what's going on right now in the UK, because President Trump actually just posted on Truth Social about that and how, you know, Brits stand with President Trump. So he just posted a video just a few moments ago. Yeah. So this is something that's going to be global. It's not just something that's a local issue to the UK. And it looks like even President Trump is looking to hold your government accountable for their violations of not only just human rights, but freedom of speech. I mean, President Trump had no problem going and grilling your leaders about this. And so we're very thankful for that. But Tommy, I have to be honest with you. You know, the other day I was scrolling through social media and I saw something that broke my heart, because I know that there are a bunch of people out there to come after you and to get you. It's not just the government. There are these left-wing activists who go after you all the time, and they make it for an unsafe environment for both you and your family. And just recently we saw a video of the aftermath of an altercation. The whole footage has not been posted yet, but it looks like there was an altercation. I kind of wanted to get your reaction to it, because there's a man that we see who's knocked out unconscious on the floor. And, you know, I know this is an ongoing investigation, so I want you to be very careful with what you say, but I also want you to defend yourself, because the media is not fairly portraying this. So, Tommy, if you could just give us some insight to all of this, whatever you're able to deliver to us, we'd greatly appreciate it.
I'm sure Alex has experienced the same, yeah? The problem is, I don't have paid security. I walk everywhere on my own, okay? Everywhere, and I have done 15 years. I've been violently attacked by Muslim gangs. I've been hospitalised. I've lost my teeth. I've had a blood clot here. I've continuously been violently attacked. I have to walk everywhere, and I continue to walk everywhere on my own. Now, the problem is, the mainstream media, the fake news, I just showed examples of it yesterday. Not even the left-wing media, the right-wing media. Nigel Farage has sat on national TV and made outrageous lies about me, saying I have convictions for violence against women. You've had other presenters, mainstream presenters on right-wing chat shows, saying I'm a white supremacist. So all of these lies continually told for 15 years, they build up an image of a satanic figure. So some people, we have left-wing activists, but some innocent people have been lied to, they've been radicalised, and they actually think when they see me, they're confronting a fascist. I'm not a fascist, they've been lied to. So I don't hold any animosity to the individuals that have been lied to. I blame the media. I blame their lies. Now, unfortunately, on this day, when I was walking, I was aggressively confronted. I was threatened continuously. Now, this was the worst, most scary week of my life, Brianna, because I expected them to get rid of the CCTV. When I was walking through, I was confronted. I had someone in my face. I was threatened. I tried to get away. I don't just walk around punching people. I don't. In fact, I hate these situations, but I am not going to apologise for defending myself. If I am put into a position where my back is against the wall and I have no other option, I will defend myself, and I'm never going to apologise for that. And unfortunately, in this situation, when I watched the CCTV, because yes, there was these scenes of me being arrested, which I still don't understand, because after this incident where the gentleman was left asleep on the floor, I contacted the police, me. I contacted them straight away. I said, this has happened. I've been aggressively confronted. I've been followed. I've been harassed. And when it got violent, as in he was coming aggressively and violently at me after I tried to get away from him for minutes, I had to defend myself, which has resulted in this situation. I made myself open to police interview. I actually spoke to the police for days, arranged to come and meet them. And then they turn up like this and meet me off the plane and make it look like I'm some fugitive when I'm not. And when I sat in an interview and I watched the video, there has never been a better example of self-defense. And as I keep saying, release the video, okay? Again, there's so many people say to me, but Tommy, you're continuously involved in violent confrontations. Well, yes, I continuously have to defend myself. There's no videos of me being the aggressor, but unfortunately, and the difference is, you see, the politicians, they have security. They don't have to walk these streets. I have to walk them. They're my streets. I have to walk them, and I walk them on my own, and I walk them with my head held high. And whilst I wish this gentleman a full recovery, I know he was not in a very good place, and he wasn't in a. But again, it wasn't my problem. I was forced into a position of self-defense, and I defended myself, and I'll do so next time as well. Well, actually, Brianna, I've currently decided we have the biggest event in our country's history, I believe, coming up on September 30th. I'm not going to walk the streets of the UK until that point. I do not want to jeopardize that moment as a movement, as a people, where we send a message to the British establishment, enough is enough, we've had enough.
Yeah. And Tommy, I would rather you not too, because it just seems like these lefties just continue to go after you and it's just
They're
not a good
protected.
situation. Yeah. And
Yeah,
that's
they're
the problem
protected. They let
here.
them. And usually the police allow it, and usually there's no prosecutions for threats against me or violence against me. In fact, when you watch this video of CCTV, I'm sitting there in the interview thinking, why am I even saying he should be getting charged? Yeah, I know he hasn't, he's ended up in a bad place, but he's the one who was aggressive. He's the one who started this. I defended myself, which is well within British law. I stuck to British law. I was going backwards the whole time, trying to defuse it the whole time. But unfortunately, I have to face these situations because a lying fake media have continually told the public I'm someone I'm not. Thanks to shows like this, thanks to social media, I can get my message to the mainstream. And when I walk the streets, I know we get instances like this, but pretty much all the time I'm shown love.
Yes, Tommy Robinson, thank you for your time. We're going to continue to pray for you on this one and two as well, because this is just wrong, and we're going to continue to pray for your safety, my friend. Tommy Robinson, thank you for joining the show today.
The Alex Jones Show. There is a war on for your mind.
I mean, I'm not even worthy to be bringing you information this powerful. And I hope that you pay attention to what we cover here minute by minute. Because I've had chills since last night. This just confirms everything else we've already researched. A Rockefeller study envisions future dictatorship controlled by elite. Millions being killed, mandatory quarantines, checkpoints, the end of the family, everything that's in the other documents. But this dovetails with all the other Rockefeller Foundation documents about the GMO food to sterilize you and the forced vaccines and the hell we're already living in that's just going to continue to intensify until we take our governments back from these eugenics madmen. But that story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. The question is, will you have the courage to really do the research yourself? Because I don't want you to just sit here and hear me make these claims. These people are so arrogant that they write policy papers, so many of them, that they're producing these policy papers and reports and white papers so fast that you could never read them all. It is an open conspiracy against you and your family. I pray to God, I pray to my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, every night to give me the strength and the will to be able to face this horror and to give me the strength to carry on, because I know why a lot of you don't want to look at this information and just want to comment on the YouTube videos or on message boards that I'm a liar. I know why, because it's scary. You're not going to be able to go to the ball games anymore. You're not going to be able to just go out and get drunk with your friends. You're not going to be able to just, you know, go out and enjoy yourself all the time. The only chance we've got of beating this scientific dictatorship, this creeping death that takes its time to incrementally enslave you, mentally, psychologically, physically, spiritually, the only way to defeat it is for the rank and file of this planet to realize that you have a choice to make on what your destiny is going to be. Once you face this information, once you've consciously admitted it to yourself, it will take over your life. It should take over your life. Well, I mean, what else? What else could it do? We've got to get past the artificial stigma that the controlled corporate media has been putting out for decades ahead of their open unveiling of planetary dictatorship. They all talk about how we need a police state to carry this out.
Canada and the United States are going to work in lockstep to display the seriousness of our commitment at both home and abroad.
Win, lose, or draw, you need to choose a side.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? Because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple of days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue, my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process in the cell. It's like iodine at the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
We got a lot going on that we're following in the newsroom, and we have great reporters over at InfoWars that are doing incredible work at following the stories that matter. And speaking of great reporters, we've got one with us. InfoWars reporter Dan Lyman joins the show, and he's going to detail how the Trump administration is rounding up illegal aliens and locking them up. Hello, Dan. Good morning. Thanks for joining the show. So you've got a story up right now on InfoWars.com that I think is fascinating. We'll let you take it away from here.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning, Brianna. Good to be with you as always, and welcome to the team again. So there were a couple of different controversies this week that were drummed up essentially by the Penske Corporation, but I realized this while covering one, stumbled upon the other. And so earlier in the week, Department of Homeland Security announced that they'd be opening a new detention facility in the vein of Alligator Alcatraz. And of course, since Alligator Alcatraz opened in Florida, the administration has been touting similar efforts that could be coming along the pipeline in other states. And so we just got our first announcement about another state participating. That's the state of Indiana. And they're going to be opening a 1,000-bed facility there to house illegal aliens, primarily criminal illegals. And it's going to be about 70 miles outside of Indianapolis. And so they've dubbed this one. They're really working on the branding and the marketing for all this stuff to really present it to the public in a sort of exciting, spicy way. They're calling it the Speedway Slammer. And DHS posted an image on their social media accounts that was generated by artificial intelligence that basically depicts an IndyCar racing by a detention facility, and the IndyCar is emblazoned with ICE decals. And so after that image came out, of course, it triggered a crazy backlash from the left-wing media and from left-wing agitators on social media, of course. And interestingly, the parent company of IndyCar is actually Penske Entertainment. They bought the company about 6 years ago, and now they run that wing of the Indianapolis 500, IndyCar Racing. And what's so funny about that is on the same day, Penske also issued a statement because Matt Finn from Fox News was embedded during an ICE and Border Patrol operation in MacArthur Park in Los Angeles, where they've been cleaning out illegal aliens, criminal illegals, MS-13 gangbangers. But now people on the ground, the anti-ICE activists and the illegals are starting to pick up on what some of the federal vehicles look like. They've actually sabotaged these vehicles in multiple cases. They've rammed these vehicles with other vehicles. So the feds are taking a different tack. They call this Operation Trojan Horse. And basically, they're rolling into parking lots at shopping centers and home improvement stores in box trucks and cargo trucks. And for this particular raid, they were riding inside Penske trucks. And Matt Finn actually posted video from inside the truck and also from outside of some illegals being moved toward the vehicle, and announced that the vehicles were Penske trucks. So they presumably have been rented by the government and then packed full of law enforcement agents, and who then piled out of the truck and started rounding up illegals. And Penske issued a statement about this as well, basically chastising the government for not advising them that their trucks would be used this way, and even announcing that no one is under any circumstances is allowed to ride in the cargo hold of a Penske truck, and that they were going to be looking into the matter. It's interesting because if you didn't know that Penske owned IndyCar, you wouldn't have come across this information. And this company, twice in the same day, has countersignaled the Trump administration's efforts to crack down on illegal immigration. But as many people pointed out with the Matt Finn videos and their response to the raid in Los Angeles, Penske trucks have been used for years for human trafficking and human smuggling. Penske has never issued a statement on record that anyone could find denouncing those operations. So they're staking their position very clearly. And the most interesting part of it to me is that Roger Penske, the founder of the organization, is actually a good friend of Donald Trump's and received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Trump back in 2019. So you wonder if there's some intra-company turmoil going on right now, or what exactly is going on at Penske.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting angle in all of this that he is an ally of President Donald Trump's. So that's very, very interesting. But it's good to see ICE rounding up these illegal aliens and getting ready to ship them out. Dan Lyman, you're doing incredible work over at Infowars.com. Thank you for all the great work that you're doing. I know there's a group of you here that do incredible reporting, so make sure you all check it out. Thank you, Dan Lyman. As always, we appreciate your time.
Thank you, Brianna.
All right. Speaking of great reporting, The Blaze has been doing an incredible job at exposing Congressman Corey Mills. He comes from the great state of Florida, and there's a lot of questionable things. Right now, they're outlining a bunch of allegations that he's currently facing. One, which was extremely alarming, that they reported a couple of weeks prior, had to do with Mills getting married off by an individual who was a top official over at the Muslim Brotherhood. That's not alarming enough specifically because he's on a lot of well-known committee assignments. There's recently another report about Mr. Mills potentially, allegedly, I should say, looking to target an ex-girlfriend. Now, this ex-girlfriend is Miss United States. And the report itself is really jaw-dropping. Joining me to discuss is one of the incredible journalists over at Blaze News. Jill Savage joins the show to outline all things Corey Mills. Jill, thank you for joining the program today. You've done an incredible job at going through Corey Mills' background and then also kind of sifting through it and reporting to the public. I want to start off with this latest story that you guys have regarding an ex-girlfriend of his in the state of Florida, who apparently he was living with. Now, apparently there's something in regards to nude images, photos, videos, and he was looking to target his girlfriend, you guys are alleging right now. So I'm going to let you take away the stage right now and detail your very latest report.
Yeah, so the headline is that this, you know, Miss United States accused Corey Mills of sextortion and accepting money bags. So where does this go? Well, she had dated Corey for 3 years. She's an elected official down in Florida as well as state committee woman. And she thought, okay, Corey Mills, he's going through this difficult divorce, but here we are. We found each other. We have common interests. Corey went through and told her, like, we're going to get engaged. They've designed engagement rings. They want to start family planning. And she thought, man, I found the love of my life. That is until February 19th, where there is the other live-in girlfriend that Corey Mills has up in Washington, D.C., that called the cops on him for an alleged assault. So obviously you can tell everything in Lindsay's life changed at that point. And she just tried to move on with her life. Her and Corey would send texts back and forth, but she wanted to just go on dates from that point on. And that's where things really started to escalate. She went to the sheriff in her local county on July 14th. They escalated that up to FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement. And they have documents full of texts from Corey Mills where he's saying that he can send the videos to the new guys that he's dating, let him put his actions behind his mouth. I can send the videos to him, you know, basically have a great life. But anybody that you date from here on out, they're going to see everything that we had in our previous relationship.
Yeah. And that's illegal, by the way, folks. So if you're sitting at home wondering, oh, that's an ethical issue. It's not just an that's not just an ethical issue. That is definitely something that could potentially be a criminal issue. And I think that's probably the main reason why Congressman Mills has now hired a defense attorney. I think that's a smart thing to do. Jill, I want to hold you for a little bit because we're about to hit a commercial break, but there's more to this. I want to ask you about Corey's response because he's saying that this is a political hit job against him. So I want you to kind of detail why you guys aren't doing this for political motivation, that this is honestly just something that you guys are doing and reporting on fairly, because we don't hear that most times in the media outlets, right? Media outlets are very, very biased, but you guys, a conservative outlet, are going after a Republican, and I think this is really important for us to address. So folks, hang with us. We'll be right back with Jill in just a few moments to detail just that.
All the guests, dozens of them that have taken it, within 45 minutes to an hour, have varying degrees from extreme energy and feel really great, to fog lifting, to just over the top crying and feel so good. Cleans out the cells, just does incredible things. RFK Jr. loves it. We've got the strongest ultimately blue. But he's going on Owen in about 30 minutes. My show just ended and I forgot to do this. Don't forget when he's on Owen to tell us what he felt. And if he doesn't feel it, we'll put that out. So start going to take a half dropper or so, that's about a half dose. And then go ahead and shut that down. And then we're gonna find out what happens to you. We'll see. Most people, it hits within about 30 minutes, starts peaking after a couple hours. But just tell people what you think. And if you don't feel it, we're gonna tell everybody.
20 minutes later. I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now? Now that you have your energy spike?
I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely I feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
Several weeks later.
You just saw an ad for Methylene Blue. You were here a few weeks ago. And I do this with every guest, more than 50 of them now. Every person has had clarity, energy, a fog lift is the most common. But what's really good is the long-term effects for your stamina, your energy, your libido, your how hard you can work out. It's amazing. So I had forgotten when he was coming in, we gave him a bottle because he loved it.
Almost gone.
I had forgotten to ask you if you listened to it long-term. So just briefly, tell people the short-term effect and then now a few weeks later, the long-term effect.
Yeah, it gives you a good energy boost. I use it before I work out. So if I'm going to be doing kettlebell workouts, like I do some Methylene Blue about a half hour before, and it just gives you mental focus. I don't crash afterwards. That's good stuff. I need some more.
We'll give you some. How fast did it kick in?
About 15, 20 minutes. I'll take about a half hour before my workout.
And then you're saying you're almost out of the bottle. Was that 3 weeks ago, a month ago?
Something like that. Give me the liquid and the pills, too.
You're almost out of both?
Yeah, I'm almost out of both.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all right. I'll give you more. Right. For the audience, we can't give it to everybody. We need your support, theallshows.com. For me personally, the first week I got on it, now 4 or 5 months ago, I actually started to hurt myself because the workouts were so crazy. My trainer goes, dude, what's going on? Like 3 days into it. I go, I don't know. I was lifting way more, going way harder. And then I got really exhausted after about a week because the same thing happened to Rob Dew, who's a great long-distance, bike rider. So he's quite the athlete. He said he was biking so hard up hills and stuff that he actually had to pull over because, his heart was going crazy. I mean, this stuff's wild.
Yeah, it's good. I like it better than doing like a five-hour energy shot because those will make you crash afterwards. This doesn't have the crash.
So you've had no crash.
Right.
It's not a stimulant. It just skips the oxidization process somehow.
So I've been using it while I'm out there doing search and rescue. While I'm almost out.
You're saying you love it for working out. Has it gotten better over time? Or what long-term thing have you felt? Or if nothing?
I think the main thing is it gives me a better workout. And that has good results over time. Yeah, for sure.
That's what I found without even knowing.
Yeah.
And then O'Keefe's like, it made my vision better. And Rob Dew goes, we have a bunch of callers already saying that. Did you see these studies about it, like curing glaucoma? And I'm not going to say we're not selling this a drug. I'm not saying it's going to do that. I'm like, God, this stuff's crazy. No, they don't want you to know about it. It's like ivermectin.
Right, exactly. Old school stuff.
But you can't take it if you're on SSRIs. And folks, it's so strong. Talk to your doctor first because it's not a game. Ours is really strong. If you'll just try it, you'll be hooked. And we can fund the operation. It's a win-win. We'll be right back with Stuart Rhodes.
Morning, InfoWars. Your source for uncensored truth this morning is Brianna Morello.
Thank you for sticking with us. I am joined by Jill Savage. She is still with us right now. We're talking about Congressman Corey Mills. Now, Jill's done an incredible job at outlining a lot of the accusations that Mills is currently facing. But Mills is punching back by saying that this is a political hit job on him, but specifically not really outlining your report as much. He's more so going after Anthony Sabatini, who represents one of the alleged victims in this case. But Jill, I wanted to kind of go over this because he's claiming it's a political hit job. And Sabatini did run against him in 2022 in the primary. So what's your take on his current defense?
Well, anytime that something comes out against Corey Mills, he somehow seems him and his comms team come back and say, oh, Anthony Sabatini, like if he responds in any tweets, it's always Anthony Sabatini is out to get me. Well, guess what? In this particular instance, Sabatini has known this alleged victim for basically her entire life. She's always been active in the political scene. And he just so happened to be the person that she reached out to because he is a lawyer. He wasn't going after her and trying to say, oh, please help. Let me do this for you. She just said, okay, you know what? I don't know what to do here. I don't even know what's going on. Can you please help me walk through all of this stuff? But yeah, so Corey Mills comes out there and says, breakups happen, but it's truly tragic when a washed up politician drags someone else into his vendetta. Brianna, I can tell you absolutely that is not what is happening right here. This girl needed legal advice and she sought out somebody that was close to her. That's what happened.
Yeah, and I know she went looking for a restraining order and a judge did turn that down, but ultimately she doesn't even really need an attorney anymore at this point. She's not suing him civilly, from my understanding, as of yet. I don't know what their future may hold for Corey Mills, but right now he's the one who needs the criminal defense attorney based on the allegations he's facing. And let's just move on past that allegation, because I think that in itself might have a lot of people saying it's not that serious. That's an ethical issue, whether he had two girlfriends and is legally married. I mean, that's just something for him to deal with God later on that front. But the reality of it is there was a lot of concerning reports that you guys pushed out there. And again, these are allegations, but this one also comes with a document and it's a legal document. Corey Mills, as you guys have outlined, was married off by a radical Islamic clergy. Ultimately, this individual was an unindicted co-conspirator in the 93 World Trade Center bombing. And he was also someone who is a massive figure in the Muslim Brotherhood. So how is it that Corey Mills, during his marriage, was married off by this radical jihadist? I mean, we could probably say that at this point, but ultimately, he's sitting here and saying, I'm still a Christian, which is fine if that's the case, but I don't understand how you accidentally get married off by someone like this.
Yeah, and you asked why we at Blaze Media are going after a Republican. Well, it starts with this case in particular. When I found the marriage certificate and I saw, okay, and a imam married him, my brain just couldn't let it go. I was like, okay, it's probably nothing. You know what? Let me Google the imam's name and it's probably fine, right? But it wasn't, because then as you detail, unindicted co-conspirator for the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. Corey Mills himself has confirmed that this man married him with Blaze Media. He said this happened. And his excuse that he gave us, well, my mother-in-law wanted an Iraqi to marry us. Well, then why do you start with a mufti, right? Like, that's a cardinal, basically, of a Catholic church. Like, you didn't find, like, any Iraqi imam to marry you. You went out and found, like, the top dog out there. And he's trying to say that he's been a Christian this entire time. We know that's not how Islamic law works. And you're trying to tell me that a mufti is willing to bend Islamic law for you, Corey Mills, who at that point was still just a regular guy living in Virginia at the time. And now, Brianna, his story is even more twisted. He's trying to say, oh, by the way, the mufti was at the Al-Qaeda mosque, which is what we commonly refer to, the Falls Church mosque there in Virginia. And he's trying to say that, oh, no, I'm not even allowed to go in that mosque. This mufti actually married us in a Starbucks.
Oh, well, that's an interesting twist to all of this. We'll continue to follow your work, Jill, because you're doing a lot of digging, girl. And I know all the other reporters over at the Blaze are also on this. So we appreciate your hard work as always. Definitely check out her show over at Blaze News. Jill, thank you for joining today. Folks, we're not going to stop here. We're actually going to continue on with some good friends of mine over at the Blaze. Sarah Gonzalez joining us in just a second. But it's ultimately because Maha's back. And we know this because RFK Jr. is doing an incredible, incredible job. Let's take a listen to his latest take.
We've recently uncovered that more than 36,000 doctors had their Medicare reimbursements altered based upon childhood vaccination rates. That's not medicine. That's coercion. It's immoral. It has no place in a constitutional democracy or in a system that claims to protect children. Medical decisions should be made based upon one thing and one thing only, the well-being of the patient, never on a financial bonus or a government mandate. Patients deserve honest, uncorrupted advice from their doctors. Doctors deserve the freedom to use their training and to follow the science and speak the truth without fear of punishment. Doctors should be guided by medical judgment and their Hippocratic oath, not by financial incentives or government mandates. That's what this policy change is about, and it's just the beginning. Thank you very much.
Now, that's a heck of a take, I must say. Doctors should be motivated by the actual science and not financial incentives. Joining us now is Sarah Gonzalez, She is one of my good friends, but most importantly, she's a great host over at Blaze TV, and she's with us now. Sarah, it's good to join you. You know, we were covering it earlier this week, but RFK Jr. terminating $500 million in mRNA contracts, which is good news. And then he comes out swinging and saying he's not going to allow doctors to benefit financially on any of these subject matters in regards to vaccines. Your take on how he's doing thus far?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this, Brianna, thanks for having me. First of all, it's about damn time that someone actually put patients instead of profits. And who better than Bobby Kennedy Jr., the man who has dedicated the majority of his adult life to rooting out the corruption within the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And so, you know, obviously there is a lot more work that remains to be done, but I am very, very heartened by the fact that Bobby Kennedy is out there. He's taking on big pharma. He's taking on big food. And he is making real changes. I mean, we have this mRNA vaccine, especially when it comes to COVID. I know that there are a lot of mRNA vaccines that were in the works after they realized that the COVID model worked as far as profit goes. But I mean, you're looking at a vaccine that they showed that for the every one person that it may have kept out of the hospital, 18 people went to the hospital for mRNA consequences, negative effects, negative side effects from the vaccine. So this is something that was very dangerous that some of us were talking about for a very long time. During COVID, we got silenced, we got censored, we got kicked off of platforms, and we were saying the very same things that Bobby Kennedy is now able to say from a position of power as the Secretary of HHS. We have to put patients ahead of profits, and I'm so glad to see that he's doing this.
Yeah, Sarah, it's incredible, right? Because you got yanked from YouTube, demonetized from YouTube. I know a lot of us were silenced. I lost my job over just saying the truth about these subject matters. And so many people are still suffering. It's also kind of refreshing to see that the administration just recently told other agencies that they have to actually delete their vaccination status of their employees, that they don't want them holding that. So I get a sense that we're heading in a good direction. But speaking about that, I also want to get your take on this, because this seems to be a little controversial. I don't understand why. But when it comes to SNAP, when it comes to food stamps programs, a lot of states are now no longer allowing those recipients to purchase junk food, which is a great MAHA thing to do. We just saw that six more states just recently received waivers allowing them to ban soda and candy and other junk foods from being purchased with the SNAP benefits. Your reaction to that?
Yeah, listen, the government for so long, again, before Bobby Kennedy Jr. came along, they were really, really excited about the proposition that their population could be sick and unhealthy and fat. And then what? Reliant on the government. And so they were happy to give all of these people, all of these recipients, more junk food, keeping them more dependent on government. There's a new sheriff in town, and that is, of course, RFK Jr. And he recognizes that we need a healthy population. And one of the first steps to that is, of course, reforming the SNAP benefits and making sure that these people who are taking taxpayer money can get actually nutritious food and maybe, you know, perhaps make their body more healthy rather than more dependent on government. And I'm just really happy to see it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see it. I know you're going to be covering on your show Unfiltered. So we appreciate all that you've been doing. And we know that it might not be, we'll just say YouTube isn't a fan of the content that you've covered over the years, but you've been brazen enough to do it. So we appreciate everything that you do, Sarah. Thanks for joining the program this morning. We'll be right back with the fighting.
I've not been very ignorant in my life, but I remember being extremely young and not understanding things. I remember being about 4 years old, and I really thought that the world was black and white previously, and everything I saw that was color was the future. And suddenly the world became color, because I didn't understand that television, most of it was fiction, and the rest of it was just snapshots of limited reality, however they wanted to present it. And I just started thinking about it last night, that a lot of the public in a trance state, you know, that believes two men can have a baby and, you know, things like that, a litmus test of the cult that you're under their mind control, if you accept that, they really see the world in something like a four-year-old would. Now, one of my earliest good memories is arguing with my dad when I was 3 years old on Christmas Eve. We had a brick fireplace, red brick, there in Dallas, and there was white mortar, and he was saying, oh, no, Santa Claus comes out of his chimney, you know, like this, just like those two red bricks between the white. He just slips down. I go, well, there's a fire in the fireplace. He's going to catch on fire. And he's so fat, it wasn't that big of a fireplace, it was a small house, he can't fit in there. My dad's like, well, that's how he does it, starts laughing. And I said, Dad, Santa Claus isn't real. So I got that early on. Nobody told me, but still, it was about another year or so, probably by the time I was almost five, I remember like sitting there watching The Wizard of Oz with my parents. It had come back in movie theaters, they took me to it, and like after the movie, I said, so it's black and white at the start, but becomes color when she goes to Oz. And my mom's like, no, That's just what they did as an effect. They shot, you know, film in black and white, and then they shot the rest of the movie in color to have that effect. And I went, oh, so the world has always been in color. He said, yes. And we're like, wow. Wow.
I've got one that can see.
You were just telling me that you had a brain disease, and you, what did you do to fix it?
I found this guy, he's a functional medicine guy, and he got me on methylene blue, and that instantly stopped everything.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic. And so this guy's injecting, in 1890, injects these rats with it, and then does an autopsy on these things. And their brain, the brainstem, every single nerve is blue. So he discovered this methylene blue has an affinity for neuronal tissue. So he says, well, it's sucking into neurons and working in the body. So we started putting it in humans. And we found out it's an MAOI, which helps with depression and anxiety and all kinds of life stress and stuff. It is so incredible that it acts as an electron donor to mitochondria, especially your neuronal mitochondria. So it helps you produce more ATP, and it helps you get rid of this stuff called reactive oxygen species. So you have an oxygen molecule that should have two hydrogens on it, and like your body's job is to convert stuff into water so you can pee it out. So if you get an oxygen molecule, it's got 4, 5, 1, it's a reactive oxygen, which we call free radicals. So methylene blue goes in there and balances a lot of those things out in your brain and your nervous system. So it is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
The strongest medical-grade methylene blue, and this is what I'm on. Total mitochondria cleaning, next-level energy. This is amazing. And you want to know what I'm on? Iris CMOS Shilajit. This right here, look at that. That is power. I'm on intermittent fasting. I'm going to eat at 3 o'clock today. And I stopped eating crap food, stopped drinking. That's what I'm on right there, baby.
Every hour you remain away is time stolen from those Texans in need. Each one of you knows that eventually you will come back.
That is the Speaker of the Texas House, Dustin Barrows. And he sounds like he is a fighter just from the sound bites. But if you don't understand Texas politics, you know those are probably empty threats. He's been issuing a lot of those lately, and we're not really seeing any actual action on the threats he's issued. Like, as of right now, Texas Democrats are trying to flee the state because they don't want to vote on a new congressional map, which would give Republicans the advantage. Now, this is something that's been done in blue states for several years now. They have redrafted those maps. But now, all of a sudden, since Republicans are joining in on this, they don't seem to like it. But Barrows is out here saying that he wants Democrats to show back up to work. He claims he's going to fine them $500 a day until they return. He's also cutting off direct deposits, and he's making them come pick up their paychecks. And he's also looking to secure civil arrest warrants as well. But again, like I told you guys, he's not really a Republican, just given the fact that he was elected by Democrats. Yes, you heard that right. So, folks, a group of Democrats wanted to overthrow the original Republican push for Speaker in the House, Texas House, I should say. But ultimately what happened was is the Democrats did a great job at working together. And now we have Dustin, who is leading the House, which is obviously very, very controversial. But other Republicans in Texas are looking to push back. We saw earlier this week that Senator John Cornyn asked Kash Patel, the FBI director, for approval in his request to have the FBI help them go out there and track down these Dems. Now, Patel's office did confirm that request. And we're also hearing threats from Governor Greg Abbott as well, that he might actually just add an extra 8 Republican House seats if Democrats continue to push back and not show up to work. Joining me now to discuss is Texas Representative Brian Harrison. He is one of the very few fighters that we have here in the great state of Texas, and he's now joining us to kind of detail what's really going on in Texas. I want to thank you, sir, for joining the program today, because we're hearing a lot of threats, and I hear this quite often, and I know our audience goes, all right, we're done with the letters, let's see some actions, and we haven't seen those as of yet. So what's the latest going on in Texas?
Well, you did a great job framing that up. It's actually very rare that voices of the national media understand some of the context, the insane context that we deal with here in the very Republican state of Texas, where Democrats control a large chunk of our legislature, including the Texas House of Representatives. You're right. Our supposedly Republican speaker was elected by the Democrats. His top parliamentary advisor advising him on the quorum breaks right now, and you can't make this up, is a former Barack Obama White House lawyer, Democrat Party hack activist. Okay, the Democrats control the Texas House. The Democrats elected the leadership of the Texas House. And here's the biggest, everyone, the national media wants to focus on the Democrats fleeing the state to thwart our redistricting efforts. And that's a big story. What's a bigger story is the fact, and this is the scandal, the fact that Texas elected Republican leadership helped the Democrats leave the state. The quorum break hasn't only been going on for 5 or 6 days, which is the official count. It's really been going on 10 days because you got to back up to last Wednesday when we had the Democrats in Austin. We were on the floor in the House chamber. We had a quorum. We had the maps. We could have maintained the quorum and forced them to stay. But instead, our speaker gaveled us out after only 7 minutes and released them to go strategize with Hakeem Jeffries, who was in the Capitol in Austin, flown down from D.C. so they could get a head start on the quorum break. Texas Republicans allowed the quorum break to happen, and Texas Republicans could end it at any time if they wanted to play hardball. But right now, we've only got one political party in Texas playing hardball, and it ain't the Republican Party. I'm glad to hear Governor Abbott echo what I've been pushing for days, which is to say every week they're gone, add one more Republican seat to the map. So you're gone 1 week, we go from plus 5 new Republican seats to plus 6. You're gone 2 weeks, add it plus 7. But we could do more than that. If you're the governor, just promise to veto every bill of any of these Democrats ever file. Same thing with the speaker or lieutenant governor. Pledge to preemptively kill any bill they ever file. That would get their attention and get them back home. We haven't even so much as taken their parking spots, okay, from these guys. The most severe punishment that's been meted out so far, and you mentioned one of them, is we were going to stop direct depositing your checks. We're now going to print them hard copy. Oh, and this one yesterday, he announced a new punishment yesterday. They're no longer going to get their office newsletters. So, yeah, this is a joke. This is fundamentally unserious. The Democrats are hypocritical, and I'd love to talk about their hypocrisy on the redistricting front. But the other untold massive scandal is the abject failure of Texas Republican leadership to do anything serious when the stakes couldn't be higher. We're talking about the future of the U.S. Congress hangs in the balance here.
Yeah, and I think that's a big one. You know, I joke all the time and say I moved to Texas because I wanted to join in the fight against the rhinos. And that's just the reality here. You guys have a heck of a rhino problem in Texas.
I saw that. You just recently moved here. Welcome to the great state of Texas. And yes, we need all the reinforcements we can get in the battle, not against the Democrats, but in the battle against Texas rhinos.
I mean, it's one of the craziest things I think I've ever seen. I mean, we joke about Republicans or Democrats running on Republican tickets, but obviously there's a big problem here in Texas where they're pushing the Democrats' agenda rather than the people who voted for them. And that's a major issue that's really called out. And I love it because I saw you on Steve Bannon the other day and you detailed some incredible numbers regarding, because Democrats say, oh, well, the congressional map should match the voting demographics when it comes to how many voters, right? Like, let's just talk about California, for example. You stated that the GOP makes up about 40% of the vote in California, but represents in D.C., representation in D.C. is about 17%. And the list just goes on and on. I mean, they have done such an incredible job at stealing our elections in regards to this and non-U.S. citizens being counted in the census. Why is it now, though, when Republicans start to push back, Democrats all of a sudden have a problem with this?
Well, so here's the dirty little secret, okay? And yeah, that clip has gotten millions of views and gone totally viral because I think it really, if you look at the numbers, because facts don't lie, okay, you can't argue with facts. The dirty little secret is the Democrats, all my total hypocritical colleagues that are hiding behind Governor Pritzker up in Illinois, you know, pretending they're so angry that we're going to do this because it might help Republicans. Well, here's the reality, okay? The dirty little secret. Democrats have no problem whatsoever with states states redrawing their maps to maximize partisan political advantage. That's not what they're mad about. They're mad that Republican states are finally doing it after Democrat state after Democrat state after Democrat state has been doing it for a decade. And I can go through the numbers I did on Bannon, but here's some other numbers that, don't get enough airtime. The following states have gerrymandered their districts so much that the Republican voters get zero, not one seat in the U.S. Congress. Okay, here we go. These Democrat states: Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Hawaii, New Mexico, Connecticut, Delaware. Those states do not give their voters, the Republican voters, even one seat in Congress. So this is the rank hypocrisy, and they're hiding behind Governor Pritzker in Illinois. I mean, CNN got really, really mad at this because CNN will never show the map. So I printed it out, had my staff hand color this map. I shoved this in the camera when I was on CNN. They got very upset about it. I said, did you ever have Governor Pritzker come on to defend Illinois 13, which is a district that looks like it's like the width of a pinky that goes across the entire state and was 100% drawn to give them partisan political advantage and to suppress the Republican vote in their congressional representation. So, no. These Democrats are dishonest. They're hypocrites. They're frauds. They shouldn't be trusted. They shouldn't be believed a single word. In Massachusetts, the governor of Massachusetts said that if Texas redraws our map, okay.
All right. It looks like he froze up for a second there.
Hey, leftist. Not only is she a hypocrite,
you froze up for a second
zero.
There.
They've already gotten rid of all the seats.
It's so insane to me because I sit back and we watch this and I don't tell anyone this, I don't brag about it, but I come from New York and we have the same issue in New York where our governor decided that she was going to work with her appointed individuals and they kind of drew the maps where a little chunk of New York City was counted in Long Island, but it was pretty impressive on how they were able to loop this in to make sure that Long Islanders who are known to be moderate Republicans were having their voices taken away by New York City. And so we see this time and time again, and yet the governor of New York sat there with a press conference saying that we're ready to go to war over this issue. They're just all full of it. And it's sad because one side seems to be doing a well-orchestrated job at pushing back while the other side just sits there and sits on their hands and pretends like they're fighters, but they're truly not. Representative Brian Harrison, I want to thank you for being one of the very few who fight in Texas for these great causes. We greatly appreciate your time as always.
Well, as goes Texas, so goes the nation. And welcome to, as you, a new resident of the great state of Texas. Great to be with you.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, I claim Texas over New York any day at this point. So thank you very much. I appreciate that. Folks, there's a lot going on all around the country. And you got to pay attention because the FBI, we're finally seeing some motion, a lot of terminations of individuals who weaponized the agency. So we're very proud of just that. People like Steve Jensen just recently were terminated, according to several reports. So it's great to see. Also, Ed Martin being appointed as special prosecutor. There are signs of hope out there. We've got a lot going on in the country. So we're very thankful for that. Seem to be turning around, and we're thankful for that. But that does it for me on this beautiful morning. Thanks for joining me on Good Morning InfoWars. We'll catch you here again next time.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages.
They all want to mount my head on the wall. Like you've got, you know, that great deer mounted on the wall over there. They want Alex Jones's head on the wall as a symbol to scare everybody else. I mean, they said that in the courthouses and on the courthouse steps. They said, send a message to everybody else. He's patient zero.
Alex Jones is patient zero. He is patient zero for alternative facts.
But the family's attorney says the money is not what matters most.
Money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
I hope that we never see someone like him again. I hope that with your verdict, he can go away.
But the question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. Take him out.
Yeah. We're going to take him off
the air.
Shut
up and obey, yeah.
And destroy him, and we're going to scare every one of these other Americans to keep them. I mean, literally, it's like in Bug's Life when the head grasshopper says, yeah, we got all this grain. Why are we going to go beat up the ants because one little ant stood up? And he goes, yeah, one little grain doesn't hurt. And he goes, but if they all stand up, he pulls it and it floods them. He goes, if those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us. That's why we're going back to kill that ant. That's exactly right.
That's it. So I'm just the ant in Bugs' life.
Now, back to our program.